What's going on, guys? Jason back at you with episode 12 of Stupid Politics Podcast. Sorry, I don't sound upbeat like I usually do. I'm just aggravated because I'm almost done finishing this. My computer did something stupid, and now I got to record this whole thing over again. So it's going to be short and sweet, probably. So, yeah. So as we know, Nancy Pelosi, was it Sunday, Monday? I don't know. Who's Joe? I just wanted to rhyme there. She didn't wear a mask at her salon, and we all know she's a big mask advocate. And I'm going to read this article and give you my thoughts and opinion, as always, because my views are important. Dang it. I mean, it's just like everybody else. I just like saying what I think. But who doesn't? Let's get into this. Title of the article, Nancy Pelosi is seen without mask inside San Francisco hair salon. The most powerful elected U.S. Democrat, Nancy Pelosi, has visited a hair salon in San Francisco, breaking rules that only allow service outdoors in order to control the spread of coronavirus, which that makes no sense in my opinion, but okay. Like, how is outside going to help anything? I know you got more airflow and all this and that, but you can, I mean, I'm not saying that I feel like the coronavirus ain't that easy to spread is what they say, but you can get as quick outside as you can inside, in my opinion. Ms. Pelosi was also seen with a face mask around her neck rather than over her mouth. She has criticized President Donald Trump for not wearing a mask. A spokesman said she did not realize she was breaking her home city rules. How? She's the one that makes them. Well, I don't know if she made that one, but, you know, whatever. Ms. Trump said she was being decimated after lecturing everyone else. Thousands of California businesses shut as part of measures to fight coronavirus. Footage obtained by Fox News showed the House of Representative Speaker inside the premises of Isilon SF on Monday. A stylist who was wearing a mask was shown following her. Ms. Pelosi, who always wears a mask in public, yeah, when there's cameras, often admonishes Republicans to listen to the science on the pandemic. Yeah, their whole thing is science. Science. Science don't do jack shit. At least in my opinion. I mean, yeah, it makes stuff and we figure out stuff, but so many times it's wrong. It's just theories that are almost never right. They're more wrong than right, in my opinion. Defending her visit, spokesman Drew Hamill said in a statement that this business offered for the speaker to come in on Monday and told her they were allowed by the city to have one customer at a time in the business. The speaker complied with the rules as presented by her by the establishment, except wearing a mask. Ms. Pelosi has herself previously cited U.S. Centers for Disease Control guidelines recommending that Americans wear face masks in public, especially when physical distancing measures are difficult. After Monday's appointment, the House Speaker appeared on MSNBC with the Golden Gate Bridge in the background. She told the network that Mr. Trump had slapped science right in the face last week by allowing an audience of mainly maskless invitees on the White House lawn to watch his speech to the Republican convention. That's exactly what Democrats love to do, too. Like, well, ignore what I did wrong. Look over here. What I think is wrong. That's one big Democratic political stunt they always do is, don't look at me. Look over here. The salon owner, Erica Kios, I don't know how you say her last name, so I'm just guessing, told Fox News she rents chairs to a stylist who notified her that Ms. Pelosi's assistant had called saying her boss wanted to come in for a wash and a blow dry. Ms. Kios told the cable network it was a slap in the face that she went in. You know, she feels that she can just go and get her stuff done while no one else can go in, and I can't work. More than 5,000 businesses in the San Francisco Bay Area alone have closed since March, over 2,000 of them permanently during the pandemic, according to the recent State of Yelp data. Outdoor haircuts were allowed in California from Tuesday under new rules announced by the mayor, but indoor salons remain shut. Senator Perkins suggested the House Speaker was a hypocrite. Exactly right. They tweeted, Speaker Pelosi has pushed policies that would keep our economy closed and our small businesses shut down. But for herself, a salon visit whenever she pleases. Exactly right, because it's Nancy Pelosi. I'm important. I'm the House Speaker. I'm important. Obey me. That was a pretty good impression, gotta admit. Not bragging. That was pretty solid. Let's continue here. The House Speaker had previously said Republicans could help create the conditions to safely reopen if they would only listen to the scientists. Yeah, because their whole thing is scientists, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, scientists are more wrong than right. Most time, it's just theologies that are almost always wrong. Ms. Pelosi has also repeatedly criticized Mr. Trump's decision to largely spurn. The freak spurn. I've never heard that nor seen that in my life. Spurn. I'm going to spurn you. You going to spurn me? I'm going to spurn you. Sound like something you put on your sandwich or something. I don't know. Not really. I don't know why I said that, but I don't know. Spurn's just a weird name. Why? Or a weird word. To largely spurn face coverings, calling him a coward and saying real men wear masks. No, real men defy the laws of the land, which technically they can't be a law. Well, at least in the end, it's not a law, it's a mandate. And real man backhand slap the mandate. Okay? Like myself. No. No, I'm just kidding. The U.S. President reminded the Speaker of her statements vowing to win the House in elections in November. Let's hope. And he praised the salon owner for turning her in. Yeah. The coronavirus outbreak has affected more than 6 million people in the U.S., while some 185,000 deaths have been reported. False. CDC came out and said only 6% of that was COVID-related. Just letting you know. But yeah, today's episode, not video, caught myself getting better. Today's video is kind of short. Dang it, there I go. Soon as I freaking say episode and it comes out video, but it was kind of short. One of the shortest ones I've ever done in a while, but because you have two things to talk about. Oh, well, I mean, they ain't got to always be long forever. Just a little short video or episode. Dang it. And before I leave today, a reminder, if you want, go follow our Facebook page. Go give a like and follow our Facebook page. Post memes, post news articles, and post when we post new episodes. Not all the time, but I need to do that. If you don't want that, go to Instagram and go follow us. Oh, yeah, our Facebook page is called Stupid Politics Podcast. And then our Instagram account is all together, Stupid Politics Podcast, no separation or anything. But that'll do it for today's episode. And like always, be bold, be strong, and be heard.